I'm recording.
We're recording.
And action. Here it is. What are we doing, by the way?
We're going through last night's finals, today's finals. We're day two of the World Aquatic Championships in Qatar, and we're super excited to be here. Last night, four finals, four gold medals. Just talk me through the first swim that comes to your mind.
The first swim, well, it was the last swim. Pan Zhenli. Is that how you say it? Zhenli? He was Chinese and he was fast as hell. Wasn't he? Where did it happen? It was just like right here.
We're sitting 20 meters that way in the coaches area. And we're sitting there with the British coaches. We're talking about the British guys who are, you know, one of the favorites to win the Olympic title this year.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about that. And then we notice this guy in lane six is just flying.
Flying.
And I didn't have my camera out, so I've not even filmed it. And we're just like, everyone gets excited. Like, everyone's just like, whoa. 22-2 to the feet.
Mate, when I saw him, I saw that flip and I saw that 22-2 pop up, it took my breath away. I'm like, this guy is putting it out there. And I knew from knowing who he is, his reputation, he's coming back. And he came back. He was putting streaks on these kids. You know, so wow, what a swim.
24-5 on the back end, 46-8-0, knocking 0.06 off David Popovich's world record.
Yeah.
And this is not the individual event. This was leading off the men's 4x100 freestyle relay, which China then went on to take the gold in, defeating the Aussies, the Italians, and the British.
Yeah, massive swimming. So that was the first one that comes to mind, is that a lot of people talking about who he is and what his background is, and a lot of chatter on the internet today. So it's good. I like that. Take your marks. Okay, good. We're starting this thing.
The first race of the night was the men's 400 freestyle, and that was, again, it was just from the get-go. Kim Woo Min from Korea, he led from the first 50 all the way to the end, just hanging on to take the win. Brilliant swim, super fast.
Mate, that whole race was great too. Yeah, it's good to see people attacking. And that's what I think that's what we saw last night, is people attacking, whether it was the 100, the 400, people were going, right? And I love that. I love that mentality. And I think that's what we're seeing here. People came to race.
Yep.
That's what I wanted. So this is really nice. And my boy from...
Belgium.
Lucas. Oh my gosh. Hey, Lucas was on the podcast a few weeks ago talking about his mentality. Here he comes out here and just lays one out. He's in second spot most of the race. And what a race he had. But I thought it was really, really well contested for the fact that there's still some guys on the world stage missing. But the guys that were there knocking it out. Elijah Winnington.
It was a strong field. Elijah was coming home hard. So was Lucas Martens of Germany. Yeah. But... Kim from Korea managed to hold on, 149.1 for the first 200. Great swim. On the woman's side, it was a dominant victory from Erica Fairweather, new PB, 359.4. She's really starting to approach the upper echelon of that event with the likes of Summer McIntosh, Ariane Titmus, and Katie Ledecky.
Mate, I'll be honest with you. With those three that you just mentioned, the fact that they weren't here, I didn't watch the race. I'm not a commentator. I'm not here to commentate. I'm here as a fan. And I just had no interest in that 400 free, with the top girls in the world not being here. Just didn't want to watch it, and didn't see it.
The women's 4x100 freestyle relay, also a slow race, really good race. Come down to the wire with Shayna Jack and Marit Steenbergen of Netherlands. I think everyone expected Australia to win it because they're the world record holders. They're the fastest by it. They win every event in this. They win the Commonwealths, the World Champs, the Olympics. They were 9 seconds off their world record. And they come second to Netherlands, who were slower than the world junior record. This is the slowest world championship final in a long time. And it was a good race, down to the wire, but a very slow race. We're now going to move on to what's happening tonight, and we're going to make some predictions on the four finals. The first final is the women's 200 IM. Three women went 208 yesterday. Yu Yuting of China, Kate Douglas of the United States, and Sydney Pickram of Canada. Nastia Gorbenko sitting in fourth with a lovely swim as well. Who's going to win it? Just give me a win. Who's winning it?
Kate. All right, Kate's winning it. I mean,
both calling Kate Douglas.
Yeah, Kate Douglas.
She's great. And
by a long way.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's the first one. Second one, women's 100 fly. I think this is going to be even more dominating. Angelina Kohler of Germany, 56-1 in the semi-final. Massive PB and quicker than what the World Championship was won by Zhang Yufei last year in.
Yeah.
I'm calling her to win it, I think.
Yeah, this was a legitimate swim, and she's here to win. And she's going to win this by a long shot. It's a fight for the medals, the minor places, but Yeah, she's going to win that by maybe a full second.
She dropped Claire Curzon like I've never seen anyone do anything. Yeah. It was impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Men's side, a bit more closely contested. 100 breaststroke. Adam Peaty, Nick Fink, Ilya Shumanovich, Nicolo Martineggi, the Dutchman, Arno Kaminga. I don't know who to call here.
I do. Adam Peaty. I'm calling Adam Peaty. I'm pushing all in on Adam Peaty again. Look, is he back to his 56 form? No. Does he have some swag again? Absolutely. He's walking around the deck. He's bouncing on his toes.
He looks strong.
He looks strong. He looks fit. He's got some new tats. I like it all, the whole package, and I like where his head's at.
He knows he's got to go out quicker. He went out quicker in the semi-final last night, and Nick Fink pushed him back. But there's one thing I know about Adam Peaty. He's not letting anyone overtake him in the last 5 meters. So if he's got a lead with 20 meters to go, no chance for anyone else. Yeah. I agree, Adam Peaty.
Yeah.
And that brings us down to the last event, the men's 50 butterfly.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go a wild card here. I'm going Isaac Cooper for the win. Isaac Cooper, yeah.
Well, we're a fan of Michael Andrew. We regularly say that.
Look,
he's the only one.
Dylan Carter. I love Dylan Carter.
If I could have anyone win it, I'd have Dylan Carter win it. My head says Michael Andrew.
Cam McAvoy.
But my heart says Cam McAvoy is going to win it.
Cam McAvoy, you're going your heart.
I just go with the heart.
Wow.
I'd like to see Dylan. I love Dylan, and I'd love him to do it. And I think he can. Those five guys.
Oh, there's eight in it. But yeah. Actually, they all could win it. You're right. This is one of those ones where it comes down to timing, I think.
Yeah, finish, now, start, 15 metres, breakout.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a sprint race, so it's going to come down to every little detail, but it does tend to come down to where your hands land at the end in the fly, so I'm going Isaac Cooper.
Lock it in.
Mate,
lock it in. I'm going Dylan. I'm changing it. Let us know in the comments who you think's going to win all four finals tonight.
I got pyrotechnics going on.
If you enjoy this and want to see more one of these every day, subscribe to the channel, like it. Get some Sprint Revolution merch on Brett's website. And
listen, the reason why we feel a little nervous right now is because we don't have permission for this. We're totally doing this illegally. So, you know, we're a little nervous. We're going to be watched by people in the back. You can't see them right now. I'm just telling you the facts, right?
Cheers, guys. See you on the next one.
Yeah.
Let's get a full side.